magical hugs and kisses. Do you know Shue? She's my cousin and the sweetest, friendliest, most charming girl I know. She's 6 years old now. She loves playing with animals and her friends. She also loves when we bake cakes and then eat them together. Lately, Ushue has a very special friend that she cares a lot about. Her name is Nala. She's my dog. Ushue says Nala is her cousin, her doggy cousin. Whenever Nala sees Ushue, she slowly wags her tail, which means she's happy to see her. When Ushue calls her, Nala comes right away. When they meet, they give each other lots of hugs and kisses. Dogs like Nala give us licking kisses that are wet and warm. As for hugs, Nala sits and waits for us to hug her. And when we do, she rests her head on our chest. Together, they go on countless adventures. Sometimes I join them. I love adventures too. One day we might be pirates, an artist, or soccer players the next. One afternoon when we were bored, Ushue asked me, "Do you believe in magic?" Winking at her, I nodded. You know, Ushue, magic is within us. There are lots of magical creatures. Would you like to go on an adventure to find them? With a smile, Ushue let me know that she loved the idea. First, we found a unicorn, Ushue's favorite magic creature. Unicorns live hiding in the mountains. They look like horses, but between their eyes, in the middle of their foreheads, is a horn, a long horn. They are very playful and come in many different colors. Just like we used to do with Nala, we hugged and kissed. I had Nala and Ushue had the unicorn. Unicorns hug and kiss just like dogs do. Later, Nala found some little elves among mushrooms and flowers. They are very joyful and playful creatures, and right away they began to tickle Nala's nose. Ushue and I tickled them too, because that is the way that elves kiss. To hug, on the other hand, they rub nose to nose. When we came down the mountain, we saw a dragon flying in the sky, so we approached his cave. Dragons are also magic animals, very shy and fearful. That is why I taught Ushue how to approach them slowly. Just like with many other animals, you first have to stand still, facing them, and then slowly reach out your hand so they can sniff it. If they decide to get closer, you must pet them very carefully. Ushue was delighted to have found a dragon and he kissed her. Dragon kisses are warm. They give them on the forehead. To hug, they rub arms instead. Near the cave, Nala broke into a fast run. She had seen an animal and wanted to catch it. We ran after her and found a frightened mouse among the rocks. Ushue immediately identified it as has a tooth fairy mouse, one of those magical creatures that brings us presents when our teeth fell out. But only if we have been good, of course. Ushue put out her hand so that the mouse could use it as shelter. The mouse pressed her head to Ushue's neck, thanking her with a hug. He then told us that tooth fairy mice give musical kisses because they make a very special sound with their teeth. Finally, walking through the rocks, we reached the beach where Ushue saw two mermaids. Mermaids are magical as well and live underwater. They are half human, half fish. Mermaids are my favorite magic creatures. They taught us a new way of giving hugs and kisses. To hug, you put your hand on the other's heart and then come together. To kiss, they put their heads together with noses touching and eyes closed and breathe deeply. We came back home delighted but exhausted. Our hearts were filled with love. Suddenly, Ushue and Nala gave me a terrible fright. Dressed up as ghosts in white sheets, they hugged me like ghosts do, pouncing on top of me. Their kisses were part tickles, part gentle pinches. I fell to the ground, and between bursts of laughter, we gave each other all the kinds of hugs and kisses we learned on our adventure. Now, each time we meet, Ushue asks me to hug her softly, just as thought we were magical beings. I hug her like a unicorn, and she gives me mermaid kisses. We enjoy ourselves very much. This is what my little cousin is like. A sweet child whom I love to beach, and who is always longing to learn new things. This story is dedicated to the sweetest and most cheerful girl I know, because I love her so much. This beautiful story is also dedicated to all children who have their hearts filled with magic and love. Magic is invisible, intangible. Magic is within us. Close your eyes and make a wish. Open your eyes and see if it came true. Kisses and hugs are beautiful and free gifts that fill each one of us with love.